Peter and Candy, a loving man, that little that ere they didn't grow. They start with laughter, and with a beer. Peter and Candy, a loving man, Peter and Candy, in the dark house. In the dark house again.
Is it my mouth or yours?
Sorry?
Well, I thought you said 15,000 for the car. That makes 7.5 each?
Look, not quite. Brandy took another 500 off for brown envelopes. Sweeteners, like. You know, it always happens.
Still done that up.
Well, I treated Danny to a few, Bob. We couldn't have done it without him. That left 7 each, like I said. A nice little pension pot. Come on, lighten up. I'm taking you fishing.
Well, where did the rods come from?
In a barn with an old motor car. Come on, help me turn this over.
It's a boat. Well, who in heaven's name does it belong to?
Oh, it's been here for weeks. We can borrow it for a couple of hours.
I'd rather fish from the bank. This river's dangerous. People have died in it.
Died in it? What are you talking about?
I mean, they might have.
Come on, help me push off.
And we're through.
You're supposed to jump in the boat, not the river.
I'm soaked. I'll have to go back and change. I'll still be happier fishing from the bank.
It's only your trouser bottoms. You'll soon dry out. Get in.
We're not going towards the weir, are we?
We're going upstream. The weir's the other way. Right, drop that little anchor over the side and I'll show you how to catch some fish.
Whoa, it's a bit wobbly, Ken.
Sit still then. Here, pass me that little orange fly. Now, we just trot the line down light with the current, pull it back, let it totter down again, and then, hey, we're in. Keep the line tight. Lift the rod.
I am.
Don't let it go slap. Guide the fish. Don't let it go under the boat. Let me put the net under it. There you go.
Wow, a rainbow trout. I've never caught one before. Shall I put it back?
No. Think supper, Peter. Think supper. Get that line back in the water. Here we go. What number is this then? You there? What are you doing with my boat?
Who's that?
I think we've got enough fish for today. Up anchor, Peter. Come on. We'll go with the current. You leap pair of wassocks!
He's not happy, Ken. He's following us.
Stop faffing. The bank disappears further on. He's not dressed for swimming.
Stop, Ken. Oh, Ken. We're heading for the weir. Head for the bank. Ken, we're going to drown.
We're not. Look, there's Danny.
Yeah, we saw you upstream, Ken. Didn't you see old McAllister? The last of the great gamekeepers.
I thought he died years ago.
No, retired. He's not gamekeeping, though. You've got his boat. Turn it over under bank. Here, to keep any rain out and bring them fish.
Veranda time.
It's been a long day. Squeeze that barrel, Pete.
There you go, Ken. Sup up. You know, I've never eaten such a fish. Where did Danny's Maria get those almonds from? It was absolutely delicious.
At last, something local he likes.
Illegal, though, Ken.
It depends who you think they belong to in the first place. Besides, the danger makes them taste better. Speaking of danger, fill these mugs up again, will you? Be dangerous not to.
You've Not forgotten I'm not here tomorrow, have you?
So long as you're here for the big opening. Speaking of being here, did the vicar catch up with you? Gilbert and Sullivan, Peter. Ringing your bells?
Who?
Pirates of Penzance.
You lost me.
It seems there was an evening at Gilbert and Sullivan at Coalshot Hall, and the vicar thought he saw you there with a lady. He looked for you at half time, but it seems you just vanished.
He must be mistaken. Where's Coalshot Hall anyway?
Well, a bus trip away, apparently. Several buses went. A group from our library, the ecclesiastical mob, arranged by the bishop, no less. Oh, and a group of young farmers.
Well, there you are, then. They have lady members these days. Must have been a young couple in their group. You won't forget, I'm not about tomorrow, will you? Look, I'm off.
If you're still planning to do a bit of announcing Saturday, you'd best put your best bib and tucker on. You can come as Roy Orbison, Pete, so nobody recognises you.
I was thinking Inspector Clouseau.
Hello, Peter. Sorry I'm late.
Hi. Crikey. What on earth have you got in that bag? It's huge.
Well, I thought you deserved a little treat.
Me? A treat? What for?
Let's say it's for being you. Good enough? Anyway, sit down, relax. And don't turn around till I give the word, OK?
Yeah, well, OK, but it's a bit weird.
Don't fret. Nothing to worry about. All will be revealed. Now, remember, no peeping.
Right. No peeping. Got it. Any rate, how is everything?
Well, I still allow myself a little cry now and then. But the dark spells are getting shorter and the light's getting a little brighter.
That's great. Oh, I'm so pleased.
Now, a glass of wine. Red or white?
Well, I don't know much about wine. White?
Good, because that's all we've got. Right, a nice crisp white then. Hold out your hand and I'll pass you the glass. Sorry, it's not chilled. And remember to sip, not gulp.
Well, that was very pleasant, very pleasant. It knocks Ken's own brew right out of the ballpark, for sure.
Just a couple more minutes and I can put you out of your misery.
Nothing about this moment could be miserable.
You might be changing your tune soon. Catering was never my forte. Now, let me concentrate.
Oh, by heck, that was a feast and a half. I'm fair busting. Absolutely scrumptimonious. I need a nap now to recover.
Well, don't mind me. No snoring.
Only joking. This afternoon is too enjoyable to sleep through.
Another slice of cake?
No, thanks. How's the reading group going?
Oh, I'm so glad I joined. They're a really friendly and nice bunch. And, I met someone. And we seem to have hit it off straight away.
Ah. Well. Yeah, well, that's good, I suppose. I'm pleased for you.
We're both mad about embroidery.
Oh. I thought you meant... Oh, no, no matter.
No, go on. What did you think I meant?
Nothing. I just...
Peter. I've only got space for one man in my life. You're the absolute best friend anyone could ever wish for. You taught me how to feel and hope again. That's so very precious. Now sit quietly and take in the view. The river is looking spectacular.
I've got a lot of mixed feelings about the river.
It's all right, Peter. It's just life. Just life. Peter, there's something I have to tell you.
Oh?
Yes, I've got to go away for a while.
Oh. Will I see you again then?
I think you will. It's just, there's something I have to do.
I don't know what to say. Well, I shall miss you, that's for sure.
Don't say anything. And let's just enjoy the last of the wine on this fine summer's day.
There, Pete, you need to start.
Can I have a quick word, Ken?
I knew it. You're only doing the opening announcement. I can't do it. It's all been a big secret. I've been kept in the dark. Don't wobble on me now.
It's not that, Ken. It's just I don't want the money from the car.
What? Why not? Why now?
It's a private thing. I want my share to go to the Scouts. I want to be an anonymous donor.
I think you mean a brain donor. Not now, Pete. If you give it to the Scouting Association, they won't get a woggle each. Go on, get on the stage and do your bit.
Annie, you have to do it. Annie, I'm on enough. I'm off.
Hey, what you talking about? Is she here? Come back here. Where are you off to? Is this on? Testing? Testing? Thanks for coming. I expect you're wondering what's behind the curtain. Well, Kenneth, there's somebody who wants to see you.
I'm not being arrested, am I?
No, but you should be. Get up here. It's indirectly because of this lady that we have this beautiful theatre. Her husband, Taff, left Ken a lamp. They went moffing together in the army, and I thought we were safe. Come on, Lillian. Ken's got no idea you're here. Let's give this place a name. Out you come and do a bit of unveiling.
Well, not me now, if ever.
This is a wonderful... I can't believe it. Taffy would have been really tickled pink. Well, here we go. I name this lovely new building the Lillian Taff Centre.
Where's Peter?